Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This episode of Living Large Radio is brought to you by Mark Henry and Alloy Wealth Management for all your retirement needs.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state-registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coming up on Living Large Radio, retirement distribution strategies can be daunting for many retirees to even navigate. However, with professional guidance, these strategies can help eliminate worrying about your retirement savings and help make sure you don't run out of money. That's rule number one. Stay tuned. We have all that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio.
Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
When it already happens, you're in the tornado and it's too late.
Charlotte's premier wealth coach.
It's about leading an abundant lifestyle.
If you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, then you're in the right place.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Welcome in to Living Large Radio.
Welcome once again. It's Living Large Radio with Charlotte's wealth coach, Mark Henry, founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. Mark invites you to also subscribe to Living Large Retirement on YouTube. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
We always remind you that Mark Henry, not only Charlotte's wealth coach, but Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach, and we always implore you to save early and save often, and that sums out how to get a successful retirement going for yourself. And it sounds simple, but it really isn't that easy. So we'll check with the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, J.B. Diamond, who sat down with Fox Business hosts Maria Bartiromo and got his thoughts on the current state of the economy and where he thinks it's headed.
But both in April, October, and today, I'll tell you, the things that there are these things out there which are very uncertain. And when I look at uncertainty, there's always uncertainty. Every day of every life is uncertainty, but it's heightened. And it's heightened because of Russia, Ukraine, oil, energy, food, quantitative tightening. You know, is it going to be enough to raise rates to 5%? And this is having a huge effect on smaller countries, poor nations, those who are reliant on importing oil and gas. And I think those uncertainties may very well mitigate and we'll end up with that kind of Goldilocks mild recession, but they may not.
All right.
I'm still in the cautious side in this one.
All right. Well, there's a real committal answer there. So could it be the end? Well, or not? He wasn't very definitive, was he, Mark Henry? What do you think?
No, he really wasn't. Chuck, I've got this pulled up. You can't see my screen right now, but this is, I think this is so appropriate. I want to read this headline pulled straight from the news. I have the article in front of me on my computer. You ready?
Yep.
This is on Reuters, U.S. Market News. Okay. Headlined, U.S. economy on track for soft landing.
Dallas Fed. And then it says the U.S. inflation pressures are easing and the economy should manage a soft landing, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas said on Wednesday. So you hear that right there. Well, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Chuck?
I guess so, except that my oldest son just got laid off.
Your oldest son just got laid off. We've talked about that on the show, and I hate that. That's terrible. We knew that was coming. We thought that was coming, but I want you to listen to this again. U.S. economy on track for a soft landing. The Dallas Fed, this is, I mean, they're pretty big, aren't they? I mean, that's like somebody that should know what they're talking about. Would you agree with that?
I guess so, unless the guy's name's Jerry Jones.
Nope, it's not. Nope, this is the Dallas Fed. You ready?
Okay.
Let me tell you the date of that article. September 26th.
Yeah.
2007.
Oh, I see the point you're making.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You know, we can't just go off of something like that. I mean, come on, we need to see something else. Here you go. You ready for this one?
Okay.
In the Washington Post, stocks and bonds jumped on Wednesday after Ben Bernanke, remember him?
Yeah.
Laid out a fundamentally benign analysis of the U.S. economy in his twice annual testimony to Congress. And in this article, he talks about the soft landing we're going to see. Guess when that was?
Probably later that year, yeah.
No, that was February 14th, 2007. How it really wasn't going to get bad. Now, I love this one. As Fed meets, investors are betting on a soft landing. It says, call him a brilliant economist or just lucky, but Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appears to be guiding the economy to a very soft landing.
Yeah, sure.
This
he is
in the papers. Yeah. This was December 12th, 2006.
So much for expertise.
So I say all that because when you sit here and look at this, it's no wonder people get so panicked when they start getting in that red zone 5 years before retirement, or God forbid, 5 years into retirement, or anytime thereafter, because listen to the news going back into that. We have such short-term memory. These people were saying everything was fine.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, Chuck, you lived through 2008 and 2009, and I did too, and everything was not fine, even though the experts told us it was. What do you have going on right here? I thought Jamie Dimon did an excellent job in that little thing there because he basically said we have no idea. And let me tell you why this one is so hard to predict, Chuck, because we are absolutely have sky-high inflation regardless of what anybody tells you.
Yeah.
We have out-of-control spending in the government. Yep. We have UFOs flying over that were shooting down left and right. We don't even know what's really going on. Add all that together. We have a recession, and we also have the strongest job market we've ever seen during a recession. And nobody knows what that means.
Yeah.
Because we have never had it before.
Right.
When you've had a big recession, we had a terrible job market. So your son, unfortunately, just got laid off. But here's the good news. He can go back to work. Now, sometimes people aren't going to be able to go back to work. Hopefully, that won't be the case for him. In a job that he wants, sometimes we're going to have to take a job we might not want. But let me tell you right now, Chuck, you know this. If you want to go get a full-time job, somebody's hiring you.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is a tight labor market, and we don't know how that's going to affect this. But for some tips to do things that we can do, we have to make sure we're always prepared for things like this. So one of the ways that, you know, obviously, Chuck, you've done this and many other listeners have, is but we keep our debt in line.
Absolutely. I have no doubt.
Right.
We no have doubt to know, I have no debt. Yeah.
Right. We have to also know what we're going to need to spend.
Yep.
That's something you're going to have to know. Hey, you got to know. And if you don't know, this is where you take advantage of the opportunity you're going to have in a few minutes to come in, sit down with one of my fiduciary retirement planners, certified financial planners, do our plans, and you're going to help determine how that looks. And then, and I love this one here, Chuck, the start practicing, because I think really that's what you've done for quite a few years because you officially left the big leagues a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you do have to adjust, and anybody that thinks you're going to spend less in retirement or even in semi-retirement is probably
wrong.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the only reason people spend less in retirement is because they have less.
Yeah, true.
And that's not the retirement I'm looking for. Let's be real clear about that. If you hear people saying, I spend less in retirement, it's most likely because they have less to spend.
True.
And that's why they're spending less, because the reality is if you have money available to you and you have time, those typically equal, hey, let's do some things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Chuck, this one here, I love this, invest in the right types of insurance and stuff. Listen, I'm an Ed Slot master. You know that. I'm in his program. I love Ed Slot. He's the foremost CPA in the country, especially when it comes to taxation. And without question, using life insurance the correct way can be a proper way to help plan for a successful retirement when it comes to that word taxation.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And people that don't understand this, or they're dealing with their local insurance salesman, they're probably not getting the right advice. But when you sit down with a fiduciary and you get a plan done by a certified financial planner, you can see where insurance can be the missing link. And that's not my words. That missing link comes from Ed Slot himself. It's the missing link in the tax code of how to put together a proper retirement plan. And then, Chuck, this is something you've done. You've done it for different reasons, but I think for a lot of people, easing into retirement by having a part-time job can be a good way to do things.
Absolutely can, especially if it's in the realm of what you have done for a living, as in my case, broadcasting.
Yeah, broadcast. It's all you've ever done anyway, so this is just stepping into that. And it has nothing to do with the money. It has, and I know you'd agree with this, it has to do with the purpose of having things to still continue to do. And that's something so many people are missing when it comes to retirement, is they haven't defined or clearly defined what their purpose is going to be. And unfortunately, I've seen how that works out when you don't have a purpose. You know, Chuck, let's do this. Let's get these phone lines open.
All right, they're open now.
We're going to accept the next 15 callers who will call in right now. And you've heard me make this offer before, as our capacity allows, we do this. But let me make it very clear. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. It doesn't mean you're going to change advisors or change working for your big box retail planner or your brother-in-law, but it does mean you're going to get what you know you need, a written retirement plan, a written life plan done by a certified financial planner. And we're going to give it away absolutely 100% free, complimentary. I've seen others charge $1,000 or more for similar plans here in Charlotte or the Greenville area or down there in Myrtle Beach, but we'll do it absolutely free for the next 15 callers if you've saved $250,000 or more. And what this is going to consist of, so you understand what you'll be getting, is all the documentation in writing. It will show you things like a fee report, what you're currently paying, a tax analysis to see if you can potentially lower your taxes in retirement. That's huge. How about a customized income plan so you know how much you can actually spend without running out of money? In short, it's going to help you take the guesswork out of financial planning, but all you have to do to receive it is pick up the phone with your appointment book in hand, call one of the operators that are standing by, make the phone call right now.
The number to call is 800-501-9805, and you can text as well. Text keyword WEALTH to 800-501-9805. This is available to the next 15. Mark just described just how thorough this is, and that written financial review you receive. 800-501-9805. Call or text WEALTH, 800-501-9805.
Well, you know, Mark, how important statistics are in sports, but you've got some highlights coming up of your own in the financial realm.
When we come back, we're going to highlight some statistics about retirement, and some of them are really going to surprise you. You're not going to want to miss this. The good news is there's still time to get yourself on track and not be a statistic. Stay tuned. We've got all that coming up and a whole lot more on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
We're back with Living Large Radio. Mark Henry is founder and CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. And also, Mark, you'll see him on appearances on TV in Charlotte and nationally in Living Large Television on the Fox, NBC, and CBS affiliates. Consumer Advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Always remember that Mark Henry is Greenville's wealth coach as well as Charlotte's wealth coach. And he is the man that you should, as a fiduciary, you should talk to, because you work hard for your money. Yeah. And a lot of Americans spend their lives working hard, dreaming of the day that they can finally retire. But planning for retirement requires a little bit more than dreaming. It's all about the plan. We talk about that so many times before, Mark. Well, but, we've got some jaw-dropping retirement statistics, not about the Super Bowl, but about retirement. Some good, not so good. Now, let's talk about some of the sometimes twisted, crazy ideas that young people have. They think they're going to retire early until they get a little bit older and realize maybe not.
Well, I think that's... I totally understand that, though, because when they surveyed, a Gallup poll surveyed 18 to 29-year-olds, they asked them about retirement. In that age group, they expressed optimism they would retire well before their early 60s, be able to retire early or closer into their 60s. However, once they hit 30 and they interviewed those same people, the optimism started waning, perhaps due to the realities of, you know, making a darn living. Uh-huh. But, you know, Chuck, I get that, because I think when you're 18 or 20, thinking about 60 years old, who's even that old? Like, you only knew a couple people when you were 18 that were 60, because anybody over 30 seemed old.
That's true.
60 yeah. must be close to death's door, you know?
I know.
And then you find out they were really 80. I thought you were about 55 or 60. You know,
you don't like, look a day over 90.
Right. And so I get that. But there is a group of young people, and I'm very proud to be able to work with some of them. I think about one I have that's an app developer. And, you know, he may still be working at 60, but it won't be because of money. It'll be because he chooses to. So there is a group of young people that are saving, that are doing it correctly. But by and large, their expectations, and that's what that survey is telling us, maybe is not set correctly. But there's some other on this thing that kind of surprised me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's put it this way. We've talked about this from time to time, that retirement might be longer than expected for a lot of people. And that's a good thing if you're alive, right? Pinch yourself.
Yeah, if it is good, because I do believe we were made to work. Now, when I say that, it doesn't always mean you're made to work at the job you currently have. One of the things I'm very passionate about what I do, and as the entire team is here. But one of the things I really enjoy is when I get to hear the stories about people going, Mark, can I retire? They're not saying they want to. They're coming in because they've been working with a big box retail firm, their brother-in-law, whoever, for 20 years, 25 years. And they want to know with a surety, they want to know with a plan done by a certified financial planner, that yes, they have a high probability. They have nothing's perfect, but they want to know without a shadow of a reasonable doubt, let's say, that they can retire. And then when we are able to deliver the news through all the documents we provide you with, and they go, oh my gosh, I can really retire. And I say, yeah, what are you going to do? They go, well, we're not going to retire. I'm going to go find a job I want to do. You know, I want to find something I enjoy, Chuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, I love that feeling we give them.
Yeah. And a lot of Americans are also planning for a longer retirement, and that's very prudent.
Yeah, I think it can be. According to the TD Ameritrade study, 81% of Americans are shifting assets in preparation for actually living longer. And so they're planning on sometimes working longer, but they're at least planning for a longer retirement, meaning they may not work longer, but they want to make sure their money goes longer.
Well,
I'm so used to telling people we have to run these plans to age 90 or 95. I was with a lady recently, and she said, Mark, can you run my plan to at least 100? I said, sure. And I loved her optimism. And then when I talked to her, she was explaining how many people and how many women in her family had already made it over 100 in their lives.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course, the opposite end of the spectrum is that many Americans statistically are accessing their retirement funds early.
Yeah, this scares me if they're doing it for the wrong reasons. Now, when I say accessing them, so let's say you are retired, you have no income coming in, which account should you be spending money from? Well, they may be spending money out of that retirement account, the one they have not paid taxes on yet, because they're like me and they believe in our future taxes would go up. So that may cause the survey to get skewed a little bit, showing people taking more if they ask that question, where are you taking most of your money from? If they set a retirement account in that example, I might understand that as long as they had other buckets of money they were saving and letting grow until when? Later. So they're trying to get rid of the taxable bucket early while leaving money in a Roth and other accounts, brokerage accounts and things like that, so they continue to have money later in life, but when taxes have gotten higher, they don't owe taxes because they're not taking money out of a taxable bucket. I like that strategy.
Absolutely. Now, there were two things the old axiom used to be you could count on. One was death, one is taxes. But you can't count on Social Security, or can you?
Well, okay, so this is the one. I'm not going to be on there like some of the news is right now, or politicians trying to scare people into thinking Social Security is going away. I don't believe that. I honestly don't believe that in any way, shape, or form. When you say you can't count on it, you can't count on it to be enough money to live on. It was never designed ever for you to work your whole life and then get Social Security and live on the government. That was never the design. So let's get that out of our lives. Will it be a foundation for people? I believe it will. Now, the younger you are, the more changes you will see to your Social Security. You know, by 2035, the number of Americans 65 or older will increase from about 56 million right now to over 78 million. Now, think about that. It was never designed to have 22 million more people, or a total of over 78 million, drawing money from Social Security. So there is going to be changes. That's reality. It's going to happen. That is not meant to scare anybody. If you're younger, you have plenty of time to prepare for it. If you're on Social Security, don't worry about it, because they're not going to mess with you.
Yeah, that's true. It's a large voting block, especially the old baby boomers were, of course, retiring every day at a tremendous clip.
But Chuck, votes matter, and yeah, you better start watching how you're voting, because some people are sorely disappointed with how they voted in the last election, and they want their money back. But I'm telling you, we can't make those mistakes in the future.
No, that's right. And, you know, I never chastise anybody for making that wrong decision. No, never. Tongue in cheek, he said. Anyway, how about this one now? If you're not ready now, you could be forced into retirement before you're ready. And sometimes it's something that you do, but most of the time it's something that maybe an employer does to you.
I think we need to absolutely be prepared for this. As you mentioned, your son was part of the people that are going to be laid off.
In his mid-40s.
Right. I like to say it makes him special. It doesn't make him special at all, because it's going to happen to a wide block of people this year in 2023. But what if you're in that 58, 59, 60, 61, 62 range, not ready to retire, right there in the peak of your earning years, but you get cut? Yeah, that's where it gets tough. That's where it gets tough. And that's where we have to. Don't delay. Don't wait until that happens to come in and try to get a plan to do damage control. I would much rather build a plan for you today that you have in writing. Whether you decided to work with us or not, you'd have it in writing on your shelf, and you would be confident, if that became you, of what decisions you could start making right then and not have to go into panic mode.
Absolutely. And again, quickly, assisted living's costly if you're going to need it.
Yeah, well, it is, and there's no question. This is where we have to look at special tools for long-term care. We are not going to rush out and just buy a typical traditional long-term care policy, because that's a darn racket, and I don't want to participate, but it doesn't mean we don't have to discuss that. Chuck, now's a perfect time. Let's get these phone lines open.
They're open.
We're going to go quickly here, but we've got 15 slots available in this block. Now, that's 15 available in Myrtle Beach. Greenville, South Carolina, or of course our main office, you know, Greenville, Charlotte, North Carolina. That's a 10,000 square foot office. We're able to take the next 15 callers. If you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. Get your questions answered by a licensed fiduciary and do it absolutely free if you've saved $250,000 or more. We're willing to create a written retirement plan done by a certified financial planner. Now, we're going to help you take the mystery out of this by giving it to you absolutely free. We're going to include things like a fee report. Let's see what you're paying. Let's see if you have any of those hidden financial termites that are eating up your returns that you so richly deserve. How about a tax analysis? How about a customized income plan? Where's the money going to come from? Where should you withdraw it from first? Let's answer those questions, get it in your hand, and let's do it absolutely complimentary for the next 15 callers that call in right now.
800-501-9805, 800-501-9805 to call or text. If you text, just text keyword wealth at no cost, no obligation. If you're among the next 15 calling in, claim your written financial plan. I mean, their goal is to get that financial roadmap together and also to help remove, as Mark said, the mystery and the fear and that overwhelming feeling of retirement planning. 800-501-9805 or text wealth. Same number, 800-501-9805.
Well, it's break time once again. Mark, what's coming up next?
Well, coming up next, many times people say they've had so much of life going on, they haven't saved enough for retirement. If that's you, we've got some suggestions to help you get it kickstarted in 2023. We have all that and a whole lot more coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Following is a sponsored program on WBT.
This is such a blow to invest. You know, right now, breaking news in your stocks all around the world.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're unsure, worried, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management. 800-501-9805. That's right. Call or text 800-501-9805.
Back at it, Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management. Mark invites you to subscribe to Living Large Retirement on YouTube. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
Mark Henry, Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. You know him as Charlotte's wealth coach and, of course, Myrtle Beach. What a nice little area that is. And
love it.
Mark's got a presence there as well. And we have the question for you. Saving for retirement has not been a priority till now. Well, what are you waiting for? Chances are you still have time to turn things around. But in the style of comedian Jeff Foxworthy, we've put together a list of things we call you might not be able to retire if. Now, the good news is we've also got solutions to help you get a better path set for yourself, right, Mark? Because if you're looking for a quick retirement fix, you may be in a little bit of difficulty, but quick fixes don't normally work out well.
No, let's not look to Bitcoin or penny stocks to fix our retirement savings plan. I was able to speak a few weeks ago there in Las Vegas at a big conference, and I was one of the keynote speakers, and it was just a fabulous time. But I was listening to someone else that was speaking. I always try to learn when I'm invited to do things like that. And they talked about this dad who had a couple of young kids, Chuck. They were like 4 and 5 years old.
Yeah.
And the mom wanted to get him playing soccer. So he was able to attend. He was a busy dad. He worked a lot. And he was able to attend their first little practice. And as he watched his two kids, 2 years apart or a year and a half apart, compared to the other kids they were playing with, he goes, man, my kids might actually be good at this. Like a lot of the kids were out there picking up daisies and stuff, you know, and his kids were actually listening and chasing the ball and kicking it and like really participating. So he made a decision. He says, you know what? I'm going to try to help these kids become better at soccer. So he designated 5 minutes a day to be dad of the year. He told his wife, he said, no matter how busy I am at work or anything else, I'm going to find 5 minutes to talk to my kids about how to get better at soccer. Now, he wasn't a soccer player, Chuck, but he wanted to help his kids. So 5 minutes a day, you know, getting the Daddy of the Year trophy, guess what he did? He would just carve out 5 minutes to sit down with both the kids and play soccer.
Oh, wow.
Okay, 5 minutes a day. That's it. And you're like, well, that's not very good. I mean, he should have given the kid 30 minutes or an hour or something, right? No, he did 5 minutes. But 5 minutes a day, 7 days a week is 35 minutes a week, 52 weeks a year. Both of those children now go to Division I schools on soccer scholarships.
Wow, that's great.
Now, were they just gifted soccer athletes at 4 or 5? Or did he prove that we can do whatever we want if we focus on it as little as 5 minutes a day?
That's true, right.
Now, think about this. We're looking for a quick fix for our retirement savings. Stop it. It doesn't exist. But you could start developing habits like making sure you take advantage of your company's 401 match, 403 match, things like that. And slowly over time, you're going to end up where you need to be. And you say, well, Mark, I don't know that I have that much time. Okay, I totally get that. But guess what? Most likely, you've never had time to create a spending plan, have you, Chuck?
That's true. And again, that is one of the...
It's why you're where you're at. It's why you're wondering why you don't have enough for retirement, because you never took the time to create a spending plan, right, Chuck?
Right. You might not be able to retire if you're spending without a plan.
We have a spending plan. Now, other people call it a budget. I hate that word. I've worked too hard in my life to create the job that I have, the company we have, the lifestyle I have, to have to live on a budget. That sounds so strict. I have a spending plan.
Right.
Now think about how empowering that is. It allows me to spend my money.
Yeah.
But I can't spend more than the plan says. And the plan allows me to use my money now, but also know that I'm saving and going to have enough money one day so that I can have the retirement of my dreams if I ever do retire.
Yeah. We're talking solutions here with Mark Henry about your ability to retire, but you might not be able to retire if paying off debt is not a priority.
We should always be thinking about it. And again, that goes back to that 5 minute a day soccer coach, you know, 5 minutes a day. But we can look at our bills every once in a while and say, okay, how do we get these done? Let's chip away at them. And there's many ways to do that. If you find yourself, you have debt. I personally like the snowball method. That's the one where you're going to take the smallest balance first and take every extra dollar you can find and pay it off. Once it's paid off, you take the payment you were making on it plus the extra, and where do you go? The next smallest. And then as you continue to work your way up, it's snowballing. So all of a sudden, a few years from now, one bill's getting $3,000 or $4,000 a month paid on it, however the math works. So how about this, though, Chuck? You can stop living paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
Somebody has to break the signal. I mean, I talked to somebody recently. It was so funny. And you know, it was a divorced lady that came in, and we just got into a discussion. And it really, she's going to become a client, or she is a client now, I should say. And I just loved the discussions we had. But she was determined to show her children how she could break the cycle. She said her family and her husband's family had just never really accumulated much in assets. They just weren't those people. They lived paycheck to paycheck. And that's one of the reasons her and her husband didn't make it in marriage, and that's tough. But she said she was so determined not to be that way. And whenever they felt like they'd get ahead, the husband would just spend it all. And then they'd be behind again or put it on debt. And she couldn't live that way. And she wants to show her children that she's going to be okay as a single female, and they're going to be okay. And she had younger kids, you know, 10, 12, very impressionable. And I got to tell you, though, she was young enough, early 40s, to where if she does what she says she's going to do, she's going to become and have one day a great example to her children of how you can do things.
Yeah, that's a key, because if you're looking to save money, you want to track your expenses. That's something that should be common sense. But here's the key. You might not be able to retire if you're not building a reliable monthly income, and that is so key.
Chuck, there's nothing else to be said on this one. This is so easy. We could do the entire show on this. First, before you ever think about quitting your job and leaving work and everything else to actually retire, to do this thing called retirement in the United States of America, you first have to recognize exactly what retirement is. It's called unemployment, and you never want to go back to work again. Think about that. So if we're going to be unemployed, we must have money. A bucket of money is not going to work. A number on a statement is not going to work. It all starts with income. Unless you've been blessed to have $15, $20 million of spendable assets, your idea needs to be income. If you're like a typical client that has $3 million or so, you need an income plan. $3 million is a number. It is not enough to just say you have enough to retire or don't have. You've got to know how much income it takes. So this is where you have a spending plan and you have an income plan, because what did that thing say? You must have reliable monthly income. When you know you have income that comes in after taxation that pays your bills and allows you to do life, things like market conditions, while they're never fun, they get easier to manage. Would you agree with that, Chuck?
Absolutely true. Yeah.
And that's the bottom line on that. Chuck, now's a perfect time. Let's go ahead and open these phone lines.
All right. They're open right now.
We're going to accept the next 15 callers in Greenville, South Carolina, Ballantyne area, Charlotte, anywhere in the Charlotte area, the metro area, or, of course, North Myrtle Beach or anywhere down there on that coast. If you're hearing us, we can help you. We can do it through a Zoom. We can do it through in-person meetings. That's what we prefer. I love meeting people when you come in the office. I love saying hi. Ask if I'm in the office that you're in that day. And if I'm there, I will certainly step out and talk to you no matter what I'm doing. But for the next 15 callers, if you've saved $250,000 or more, do not miss this opportunity. A written retirement plan, a life plan, an income plan done by a certified financial planner will do it absolutely free if you've got $250,000 or more ready to go. If you've got that, do not miss this. We'll map out where you're at and where you're heading. We'll run an income plan, a fee report, a tax analysis. It's all customized, not some cookie cutter, you know, oh, here you go, here's your plan. No, it's exactly what we say it is. We're going to sit down, we're going to meet with you, discuss what you're trying to do with your money. It's your money. You deserve to have a written plan done by a certified financial planner. Now's the time to get your appointment book out and pick up the phone and make that call right now.
The number to call to schedule, 800-501-9805. Text as well if you prefer. Text keyword wealth, 800-501-9805. Written retirement plan. And that's available in a comprehensive review to the next 15 at no cost, no obligation. Again, call 800-501-9805 or text wealth to 800-501-9805.
Got some good questions coming up, Mark, next.
Stay tuned. Coming up next on Living Large Radio with Mark Henry, we've got listener questions, all that, and a whole lot more. Stay tuned.
Playing chess is all about playing the long game. You position your pieces on the board to hopefully ensure success in the end. Hi, it's Glenn Beck with a question for you. What is your strategy when it comes to your retirement? Are you playing the long game? Are you positioning your pieces to ensure a successful end? And most importantly, do you trust the people who are advising you to build a responsible portfolio that is the just reward for your life of hard work? I know how disconcerting it is to plan for retirement, and that's why I endorse Mark Henry. He has a team of fiduciaries at Alloy Wealth Management, and they will design a personalized retirement plan incorporating the variables like market volatility, Social Security, advanced tax planning, and they can do all the same for you. If you want a local independent advisor whose sole focus is to help you achieve your retirement goals, it's Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management. Contact Mark Henry at Alloy Wealth Management today. See if they can help. 800-497-2152 or go to alloywealth.com. That's alloywealth.com. 800-497-2152.
Retirement planning can be stressful, so our process is designed to put you at ease. We pride ourselves in being different from other financial planning firms. During your initial consultation, we will get to know you and give you the chance to get to know us. We want to learn all about your vision for retirement so that we can design a plan to help you achieve your long-term financial goals. Our friendly staff will make you feel comfortable the moment you walk in the door. Call Mark Henry and the team at Alloy Wealth Management, 800-501-9805, 800-501-9805.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Back back with Living Large Radio and Mark Henry, founder, CEO of Alloy Wealth Management, author of the book Uncommon Sense Retirement. I'm consumer advocate Dave Perkins with NHL Hall of Fame broadcaster Chuck Caton.
And remember that Mark Henry is Charlotte's wealth coach. He's also Greenville, South Carolina's wealth coach. He's in Myrtle Beach as well. And we have an abundance of questions here. Some of them seem simple, but we'll see what Mark Henry has to say. You're all set to go, Mark?
Let's see what you got for us today, Chuck.
All right. Bernard is 65, about to turn that way, and is looking to work another year and has a combined income with he and his wife of $140,000. He's got about $1 million in assets, but he wants to know what type of financial advisor should I be looking for? I'm surprised he doesn't have one already.
Maybe he does, and he wants to see if he needs a new one, what type he should use.
Yeah.
But I would say he needs to find a good one.
That's a great answer.
And so
I would add to that, wouldn't you, Mr. Henry, that should be a fiduciary with his best interest in mind.
I think it should be not only a fiduciary, I think it should be a somebody that specializes in his demographics. So what I mean by that is somebody that specializes in working with 55, 50-year-olds and up, people that are planning for retirement. I have clients that are well under 50 years old, but primarily we are designed to work with those people 50 years old, 60 years old, 70 or longer to help them transition from working into retirement and build plans. I would tell him that he needs to look for an advisor that's willing to do a plan done by a certified financial planner. Ask that question. Hey, this plan you're proposing, will it be done by a certified financial planner, or do y'all just type it up in a back office with a typewriter?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know who we're working at, and then also find someone that can explain what they're proposing you do with your money. It's your money. Somebody that can explain it in a way that you understand it, your spouse understands it, or partner if there is one, and you totally understand the plan, because if you don't understand it, don't do it.
All right, let's go to Meredith now, who asks, would a T-bill be a good investment for me? I'm 64, plan to work till 70, just trying to circumvent investing in a volatile economy.
Yeah, so that's a great question, but the answer is I don't know. I mean, what has she done for retirement? Has she got money in her 401 or 403? Does she have her debt paid off? Before we do any type of investment, whether it's a United States Treasury bill, a bond, a portfolio, a Bitcoin purchase, anything, you must have, in my opinion, a written plan. So if you're 25 years old, you want to start investing, you need a plan. What are we trying to do here? I would tell you, if you don't have an emergency fund paid up, saved up, that 25-year-old shouldn't be investing. So here's the thing. Would a T-bill be good for her? It could be. But I don't know what we've done here. This is where people get out. That's a transaction. What you find right there, this question, and I'm not, please don't shoot the messenger. I'm not trying to do this. But it's coming from this mentality of a transaction. A transaction is, oh, you need this. Here you go. Sell it to you. I don't do transactions at Alloy Wealth. We do relationships. The only way you can do a relationship, in my opinion, is when you clearly understand the goals and what people are trying to do.
All right. Manny is 62, wants to see if there's any value in investing in a Roth, given his age and his expected full retirement age of 67.
If Manny is still working and can invest in a Roth, I can see absolutely reasons to do that. But again, before I did it, what would I want him to have?
A plan.
A plan. That's exactly right. But absolutely, there could be reasons for somebody 62 or 65 or older to still invest in a Roth when they're working.
Let's go to Henry now, who says he received a letter in the mail this week from his 401k provider, including a fee adjustment for 2023. Now they're going to charge a whopping 2.25% on his total assets, and the funds themselves take another 0.5% or more in most cases. So he wants to know if this is standard, and what fee would you consider to be normal?
Well, what is normal in this crazy world we live in right now? Chuck, this is one of the things that the biggest values that we provide is when people come in and they want that complimentary written plan done by a certified financial planner. When they go over their fee report, it's multiple pages. it can be eye-opening because sometimes they thought they were paying 1% to have their money managed, and they're paying 3% like this guy's talking about, 2.75. Yeah, that's on the high side, no question about it. But what I would say is before you stop investing in your 401, don't do that. Let's build a plan. And that's also one of the things we do for our clients is we look at their current 401 provider and all the options they offer to see if we can help them build a low-cost 401k. So there may be options inside that plan that don't require 2.75% of your assets being paid to them in fees. We just need to look at it and see.
All right, let's go to Kyle. He's got a very simple question. What happens to my annuity after I die?
That's a great question. There's so much words with this word annuity. Oh, my gosh. What type are we talking about, Chuck?
Right. That's the key question.
Was it a pension that you received in the form of annuity from the job you worked at for 30 years? You're a teacher and you receive this pension and you pass away and it was based on your life only. So there's nothing happens. It's over. It's done. It's gone. Was it a fixed index annuity that had a death benefit and it goes to your beneficiaries at that time? Was it an IRA annuity? Was it a Roth annuity? Was it an income annuity? Was it an individual brokerage account type of annuity? What was the tax classification on the money? What were the benefits? There's times when people continue to get the payments that their dad was getting. The beneficiaries, do you say, no, I've never heard of that on annuity? Absolutely, that's the case. They're getting an income and they continue to get it after the mom and dad are even gone. And people say, I've never heard of such a thing. Well, that's right, but there's so many types of annuities. Which one are we talking about, Chuck?
All righty. And finally, Paul wants to know, as a 60-year-old who's single and receiving a pension, he plans to remarry in a year.
Good for him.
So will my new wife receive my pension in the event of my death?
Wow. What we need here is an income plan. And the question is, did the plan offer a spousal payment on it? Was it 50% of what you're getting, 75%, 25%, or the full amount? Did you choose that option when you took it out? And does it allow you to make any changes now? And this is where when you sit down with one of our team members, you will get a plan done by a certified financial planner that will answer questions like this and let you see what income your wife may have, if any, after you pass, if in fact you went first. So maybe you're marrying a young trophy wife and you want to make sure she has income. Maybe you're marrying an older person and you still want to make sure they have income if something happened to you. Nobody knows who's going first in this crazy world we live in. This is where the written plan comes in. You know, Chuck, let's do this. Let's open the phone lines. We've still got enough time to get some people in.
All right. The lines are open.
All right. We're going to accept the next 15 callers, whether it's beautiful Greenville, South Carolina, anywhere around there, Spartanburg, Columbia, anywhere in that area, the Charlotte market, of course, North Myrtle Beach, up and down the coast. We take clients from all over. Remember, we can do Zoom appointments if we need to. I love the in-person ones where you can look us in the eye and we can look you in the eye, but we can do the Zoom appointments as well. And if you've saved $250,000 or more for retirement, don't miss this opportunity. One of our team of planners, a certified financial planner, you'll sit down with a licensed fiduciary. All my advisors are licensed that way. And we'll sit down and help you take the mystery out of retirement planning or just life planning. A lot of times people are 10 years out from retirement. They don't even, you know, they're not really getting a retirement plan. They're getting a plan so they can retire, Chuck. They're getting the plan now so they can retire one day. Or sometimes they've been retired. They've been retired for 10 years. They want to see if there's a better use of their money and ways they can improve their situation. We'll do that with written financial planning. We'll run fee reports, tax analysis, income plans. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of this thing called financial planning, and we'll do it for you absolutely complimentary. That means free, absolutely free. If you're one of the lucky next 15 callers that reach out right now, pick up the phone, give us a call.
800-501-9805, 800-501-9805 to call or text WEALTH to that number. Next 15, a comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation. If you feel like, hey, I need a plan for retirement or I don't have total confidence in my plan, take advantage of the opportunity. 800-501-9805 or text WEALTH, 800-501-9805.
Mark, it's a great show once again. Good working with you, and I know you've got some final thoughts.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for being on the show today and all the listeners. Of course, without listeners, we don't have a show. There's no show without y'all. Make sure you give us a watch if you can, whether you're in the Greenville market, the North Myrtle Beach market, the Charlotte market. Watch our TV show, Living Large Retirement, on television. We're on so many different channels now. Obviously, our YouTube channel is exploding. We just crested somewhere in that 5,000 subscriber range, and it's just growing so fast. We're getting so many people that are thanking us for the information out there. And I always try to come with a bit of good news, and I thought this one was incredible. Of course, I'm a dog lover. That doesn't mean I don't like cats, everybody, but I do. I am a dog person. In fact, I will tell you right now, if you don't like a dog, I'm probably not a good fit for you. I don't know how. I just couldn't trust somebody that didn't like a darn dog. I love them. But this recently adopted dog in Texas, it had been adopted from a shelter, and its new owners just loved it, and it ran away from its new owners and made a 10-mile trek back to the former animal shelter, where she rang the doorbell in the middle of the night. The shelter where it was being held at, it thought of that as home. So it left its new owners, made a 10-mile trek back to the former shelter, and literally took its paw and rang the doorbell in the middle of the night because it wanted to come back inside. It thought that was home. Is that not incredible, guys? That's just unbelievable to me what a dog can do. I just love these animals so much. And that shelter obviously treated it very well because it wanted to go back, even though it probably had some phenomenal new owners. So with that idea this week, let's take time out to have an amazing week and embrace this thing we call the world. See you next week on Living Large Radio.
Insurance services offered through Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated. Investment advisory services offered through Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management. Alloy Wealth Management Incorporated and Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management are affiliated by common ownership. Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management is a state registered investment advisor in North Carolina and South Carolina and only conducts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice and are not intended as investment advice or to predict future performance. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Consult your financial professional before making any investment decision. The information we provide regarding tax minimization planning is not intended to and cannot be used by anyone to avoid paying federal, state, or local municipalities, taxes, or penalties. You should seek advice based on your particular circumstances from an independent tax advisor, as tax laws are subject to interpretation, legislative change, and unique to every specific taxpayer's particular set of facts and circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Alloy Wealth Holdings, LLC, DBA, Alloy Investment Management.
Coach P Radio.